Hi, it's Clint and Lyndon.
Welcome to Shove It Up Your Arwen.
As always, our opinions are our own and should be taken with a pinch of salt.
At the sound of the Arwen cow, enjoy the episode.
Marvellous. Hello, welcome to Shove It Up Your Arwen. I am one of your hosts, Clinty. You can find me on Instagram at ClintySkyGuy.
And I'm the other host, Lyndon. You can find me at Pilgrim in the Mist.
We are recording Arwen on the Road today because, well, we're on the road.
Arwen on the road! And why are we on the road?
Because we're coming back from Glastonbury. We had a night in Glastonbury, which was great fun. It was good. But do be aware, you may hear Lyndon swearing at other drivers and Susan speaking, trying to give us directions. She's useless. So just be aware that there's going to be background noise that is appropriate to the fact that we're...
in a car.
Fucking hell. In a car. Magical moments. Shall I go first or do you want to go
I'll
first?
I'll go first.
You go first. Go on then.
I got doodabbed.
You got what?
Doodabbed.
The fuck is that?
At the Catholic Church. I was confirmed.
Oh yeah, you're Catholic now.
Yes, I have been endowed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
This is also the episode where he leaves. Because he's now Catholic. No, I'm joking.
Yep.
I'm joking.
Fuck you. So that was it. And you were there?
I was there.
And your husband was there, and your man was there,
my
and my parents were there, parents, and everyone was there.
Everyone. Lilibet was there.
Jesus was there.
I didn't see him, but I could smell him.
I felt him.
You felt him.
He came over me.
You felt him brush past you. Oh, nice.
So I was anointed by the bishop. I am infused with holy power.
With holy power.
Demons beware.
Demon, okay. Fab.
There you go, that's mine.
Does it feel different?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay then.
It does. I can't describe it, so I'm not going to try.
Okay, that's fine. So my magical moment is recently doing dedicated program, nearly finished it. And I am discovering, not a weird thing really, but a load of spirits are coming forward to become part of my court, which is quite exciting.
Nice.
So, Gog Magog, which is just the best word ever, has come forward, who is the last giant of Britain. And it's just incredible. It's just fucking cool.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you mentioned him yesterday.
Yeah, I did. And loads of crazy stuff keeps happening. So, I'm just kind of rolling with it. And, so Gog Magog is the last giant of Britain and has come forward to be my gatekeeper
in all
rituals. And I'm like, fucking what? So I've got a giant as a spirit ally, which is fucking awesome. And, Lady of Avalon and the Lord Under the Hill. Mr. Underhill, and shit like that. That's really cool.
That's awesome.
Boy! So, anyway, this is Arwen on the Road. So, why did we come to Glastonbury?
Because I was coming anyway, because I wanted to celebrate my birthday, and I thought, why not? Why not invite you?
Yay!
Why not drag you along?
Yay! So we went to Glastonbury, we got an Airbnb with a lovely, lovely lady, and a cat. Mr. Fluffy. I can't believe his name was actually Mr. Fluffy.
Mr. Fluffy.
Fluffy was lovely. I liked Mr. Fluffy. And so we kind of went to Glastonbury and had a good time, really. We met my friend Guy. Guy, if you're listening, hi.
Hi.
Hi. And he came out and met us for a drink, and we had a drink and drank a lot. I drank a lot. You were on tea. You were being really sensible, and I was knocking back the red wine.
I had one glass of red, and then I had tea.
God.
I don't drink a lot.
Oh my God.
What happened? Nothing. I've never really enjoyed alcohol all that much. I'll drink a bit. Like, when we did the Tipsy Tarot, I drank that because, it's hard to do Tipsy Tarot if you're actually sober.
Yeah, it is.
But I don't particularly like getting drunk. I don't particularly like alcohol. So one every now and then, fine. But I'd eaten quite a lot of food, so I felt like a fat bitch. So I thought, I'm going to drink some peppermint tea just to help everything go down.
I felt like a fat bitch.
You did.
Fat bitch.
A sweaty fat pig.
So, yeah, we went up the tour. That was hard. That was really hard.
It was.
Not even gonna lie. That was hard going up the tour.
What's going on?
What are people doing? Why are people driving like absolute morons?
So, for the listeners, we've got loads of people that are hanging around in the right-hand lane and not actually doing anything, which means I'm now stuck in the left-hand lane, poodling along 60 miles an hour.
Because no one else can fucking drive.
Just need to fuck off.
Overtake or don't. If you're going to overtake, just fuck off and overtake. Don't sit in the right-hand lane, you useless people. Ah, there
great.
We go.
White van man.
Right, now we can go. Thank you.
Come on. Move. Drive.
So, yeah, we went up the tour. That was cool. There was a really cool thing in the tour. So, it was actually quite warm. And we got up there when it was quite nice, wasn't it?
Yes.
But if you stepped into the tower, which is all open to the elements, no roof and doors or anything like that, it was fucking freezing.
It was, yeah.
You could see your breath. It was really, really weird. Really, really weird.
And there was a lady in there having an Om Shanti moment.
There was a lady.
Om Shanti.
There was a lady in there. It did remind me of that time I went
Shanti,
to Glastonbury.
Shanti.
And I went to the Chalice Well and that woman was like waving her hands in the water.
Trying to find her contact lenses.
And Wayne went, are you going to help her find her earrings? And I was like, shut the fuck up. He's like, go on, help her. She's obviously lost something. I'm like, shush, stop talking, you arsehole.
Oh, I love strange
him.
Folk.
Oh, I love him so much. And only he would say it, because it's so funny. Oh, God. So, yeah, that was fun. And then we went and we looked around the shops, and we met somebody in the shops.
Did we?
Yeah.
Who did we meet?
Yeah, we met a woman in the shop.
I don't remember this.
She was painted on a drum.
Oh, her, yes. What's the thing's name?
Sheila McGig.
That's it.
So
old lady. Someone had drawn an old woman, this Sheila McGig. But like her vagina turns into a cave.
Yeah.
And they gave her no teeth. She's got like one snaggle tooth.
She had no teeth.
She's like, ah!
It was really disturbing.
Yeah, it was awful.
Really disturbing. And of course, it's on a drum, so you've got to beat that pussy.
Yeah.
With a...
Yeah. You've got to beat that cave vagina.
You've got to beat the cave vagina to make a noise and get pound a it. Rhythm out of that pounding that puss.
Whilst looking at her face while she's pulling that.
And I just thought, who on their fucking right mind painted that on a drum? Like. Oh my God!
So gross. So gross.
I have nothing against vaginas. You will never have me find anything myself against a vagina. Because it's never going to happen. But I just don't... I don't... Oh, the logic behind that idea.
Do you know what? That's my one biggest criticism with Glastonbury. It is full of vagina. Everywhere you look, there is a fucking vulva painted somewhere.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
More cock.
Yeah.
More cock.
More cock.
Less pussy.
Yeah, there needs to be more balance.
Yeah.
There needs to be more balance. There does need to be more balance. You know, I was the only bloke in the costume.
At the goddess temple.
I was the only bloke in the goddess temple. When I got there. I was there for a good... Well, I don't know how long I was there. How long were you at church? Church? Not church.
The chapel.
The chapel.
So, Clint went to the goddess temple. I didn't, because... I don't belong
Catholic.
I was Catholic. So I went to the St. Margaret Chapel, which is a lovely, dear little place.
It is lovely, actually, because you took me yesterday?
Today.
Today. That was this morning.
What's
on the way,
morning?
Yeah. Took yes. me this morning to have a look, and it is quite pretty, actually.
Yeah. So we went there. It's a silent chapel, so you just go in and you sit down. So I went there. You went to the Goddess Temple, and I was in there, I don't know, probably about 10, 15 minutes. I just prayed the rosary. I did the full rosary, and that was it. And then, and you did whatever you did.
I felt like I was in there for an hour.
You wept. You laid a yoni egg.
I laid a yoni egg. I nearly wept.
That's nice, though.
I did nearly weep. I just had a bit of a moment. I lit a candle, and then I had I had one of the Melissa, which I find strange, but it's a good word.
Maybe that was actually her name. Maybe it's not her name. She's like,
oh, no, it's not.
I'm Melissa.
Name.
You're like, you're a Melissa. Oh, lovely. Just thinking, you fucking idiot.
No, because it's the same as lemon balm. It's called Melissa. The plant is called Melissa. It's something about that. I can't remember what it is. But they're a Melissa. Melissa is a person who is the dedicant of the goddess.
Yeah, it's her name.
No, it's not a fucking name. Shut up. Because it was on a poster. You can speak to our Melissas. Our attendant Melissa.
Maybe they're all called Melissa.
So you finish doing the
I got the Melissa.
And you have to change your name by Depot.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, that's it. This course is getting more expensive. I already know it's like 300 quid. It's like stupid money to change your name, isn't it? So I had a blessing, a cleansing from the Melissa.
A cleansing
before I left.
What did she cleanse?
Your gubbins. My gubbins. My feet. My hands.
Nice.
So that I would have a smooth path before me.
Very nice.
And that the goddess would... And she did my hands to... So that the goddess would bless my works.
Very nice.
It's fine. And she used this wing, which was quite cool.
A wing.
And she just like, a wing.
What kind of wing?
Oh, don't know. Black one.
COVID wing.
A COVID wing.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. No, that's not good. Just spread it everywhere.
Come on.
God. You're such an aggressive driver.
Oh, I'm not. But people are trying to overtake driving slower than me. It's like, well, I want to overtake and I can't overtake until you overtake. So just fucking put your foot down.
Yeah, okay. Good point.
I'm not aggressive. I'm efficient. There is a difference.
All right,
I say this to Rich all the time. He's like, oh,
don't
God.
Don't hit me again.
Shut your mouth! Shut your cunt mouth! Yeah, Rich, my husband always says to me, he's like, oh God, you're so aggressive. Like, you brake late, you do this. I'm like, I don't. I mean, I do. But, like, I'm efficient. I'm not aggressive. I'm efficient. I drive to the speed limit. I just don't understand why other people can't do the same.
No.
Why are you braking? What is he fucking doing?
Because of the things in front!
For fuck's sake!
My God, I fear for my life.
So you should.
Oh, my word. We're nearly in the Midlands, so we're almost home. So that's all right. Anyway, what was I saying?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was getting cleansed by this woman.
That's right.
Melissa.
Okay. You're getting cleansed by Melissa.
Mel, I called her. I was like, hey, Mel, will you give me a waft with your wing? And she was like, all right. And she'd just done somebody else, so charcoal was still hot. We had a little giggle. I was like, still hot. And she was like... And I thought that was just stupid, Clinton. Anyway, you're going to end up undertaking all these fucking bints on the right-hand side who aren't going fast enough, aren't you?
Yeah.
I love this. Anyway, we need to stop moaning about people's driving. So I had this cleansing. It was really nice because she did this bit where she said, and may the goddess free you from all that you've left behind. And then she just like proper flapped the wing at my back and I could feel it like a breeze. And I was like, oh, that's actually quite nice. So I might actually steal that idea and use it for looking out. Jesus Christ. Not aggressive, just efficient. And
driving 55 fucking miles an hour on a 70 mile an hour road. Get in the fucking bin.
Get in the bin, yeah. And it was nice. It was lovely. What did you pray for?
World peace.
Oh no, you did the rosary.
Fucking world fucking peace.
Give me world peace, damn it.
Give me patience. No, I am. No, I prayed for.
You prayed the rosary, didn't you?
Yeah, I did the rosary.
Oh, sorry.
Contemplate the mysteries. And I also dedicated it to. So one of my clients, her son, has had some issues with diabetes and it's affecting his eyesight. So I prayed for him, basically.
Cool.
Because that's a good thing to do.
It is. That when I said cool, that sounded really disingenuous. I'm so sorry.
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
Whatever, cool.
Okay, yeah.
Super.
Diabetes, yeah, whatever.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. Or as my mate in Bedford said, she said diabetes. And I was like, you mean diabetes? And she went... Oh, I've only ever seen it written down. And I was like, diabetes? What is it? Sponsored by the Ministry of Sound now?
I love that.
So it's now diabetes. I don't call it. I'm emicated.
Emicated.
Because, like, you can't be emaciated anymore.
No.
It's emicated.
Emicated.
They're emicated and diabetes, and I'm keeping that for the rest of my life.
I love that.
So if anybody's got diabetes, their treatment is sponsored by the Ministry of Sound. Okay, so you did the rosary. That's nice. That's nice. A question then.
Yes.
Do you do the rosary frequently?
Yes, I try and do one whole rosary a day, although I didn't do one yesterday.
No, I didn't do my devotions. Oh, I lie, I did them in the morning.
Okay. Well, you're a better pagan than I am a Catholic then.
Obviously.
So I try to do a rosary a day. Sometimes I'll do more, sometimes I'll do less. Some days it's two, some days I'll do four. Most days it's just one. And like, I don't always, you know, you're supposed to contemplate the mysteries. I only know a few of them. Sometimes while I'm doing it, I meditate on scripture or the stories and parables in the Bible. Sometimes it'll be, if I have a need, where you're supposed to think about the mysteries, I'll reiterate a prayer. Or my needs, you know, whatever.
My needs. What about Debbie's knees? Sorry. Just an Adams Family login.
Okay.
Sorry. And it's not knees either. I don't know why I said knees. It's needs. What about Debbie's needs? Anyway, yes.
I love that.
What? Adams Family?
Yeah.
It's the best ever. Adams Family Values. The one where Debbie marries Fester.
Why did they get me? Malibu Barbie.
It's the best, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, oh. Pastels. Oh, I love it. Love it so
I love
much.
The bit where she's pretending to cry in the car.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, where she's blowing up the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's
help!
Nice.
Help! 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 Help!
Oh, dear. It's no wonder, right, that there are so many gays in our generation. When you think about the fucking shit we were peddled as kids.
Yes.
Like, off on a tangent at the moment, but like, what the fuck? Any surprise at all? No. No, 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 no. Great contraception, though, and we reduce world population, so...
Oh, look at this arsehole coming by me.
Okay, what?
Fuck you, buddy.
Because
fuck
he's got
you.
A Rolls.
Yeah,
got
I know, but he's...
He thinks he's important.
Trying to encourage me to break the limit, and I'm not doing it.
Because he's a cunt.
I can do one, you tosspot.
Yeah, go break the limit on your own.
Go on, then.
Traffic.
Traffic, don't worry. I see it.
It's all right, you're breaking late, that's all.
Breaking. I'm breaking.
Not driving aggressively, just efficiently.
Just efficiently.
Just efficiently.
Into the back of a lorry.
How did he die? Just driving efficiently.
Fuck. Whilst drinking.
Don't drink and drive. Right. What else did we do at Glastonbury? I can't remember now.
Shopping. We had dinner at the Georgian Pilgrims.
We did. That was nice, actually. I've never eaten at the Georgian Pilgrim. Georgian Pilgrim is a stunning place.
Yeah, it's right.
Yeah.
It's nice.
There it is.
What else did we get up to?
You managed to make a profit on a book. We're going to share that?
Oh, I did, yeah. So a few years ago, back when I was a druid, and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, I bought the Lesser Keys of Necromancy, Volume 1. I've yet to see or witness a Volume 2 ever, but anyway, Volume 1. Very heavy, very ceremonial. I read it, and at first I was like, ooh, this is interesting. And then I got about, I don't know, 25 pages in, and I thought, ooh, I'm never going to do this.
No, I mean, I looked through it when we were having breakfast, and I kind of said, I don't know how anybody would use this book.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, it's very interesting, but I can't see anybody using it.
Be stuck in traffic.
We
for
are
going to
be stuck for ages, aren't we?
Never fucking mind. Years.
Fucking years.
Fucking years.
Years and years.
So I bought it for 65 quid. Actually, I didn't buy it. It was bought for me.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you didn't fucking tell me that.
Lol.
So you've made a massive profit.
Yes, I have. So it was bought for me, 65 quid. Thank you very much. Read it. It was all right. Loved it. Great, whatever, never going to use it. So I went down there and I thought, well, I'll try and... I'll see if they'll buy it back.
Yeah.
So I handed it to him and he looked at it and he was like, yeah. He was like, I'll sell it for about 100 quid. And I was like, oh, okay. He was like, so I'll give you 75 for it. I was like, ka-ching. Yes, please.
Fucking right.
So, yeah, because it's out of print now.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah. And that's why it's gone up in value.
Oh, gods.
So, come on then.
Come on.
Trot on.
Here you go.
Shuffle in.
That's an electric.
Yes, it is.
Ooh, that's interesting.
So, yeah, so I made some money on a book. That's lovely. I did ask him if he would be interested in buying the Celtic Golden Dawn hardback. And he said he couldn't remember who published that. And I don't have the information.
Oh, who published it?
Yeah.
I don't know the publisher.
I think it's Llewellyn. I was like, I have no idea.
Not a clue. Not a fucking clue.
I bought mine on Amazon.
Did you?
Yes.
I think I bought mine on Amazon. But mine's only a paperback, so...
Yeah.
It's not worth a fucking penny.
It's a wealth of knowledge. Its wealth is in the pages, not in the pocket.
Not in the pocket. Yeah, so we did that.
We did that. That was good.
We went to Glastonbury Abbey. That was nice, actually.
Yeah, it was all right.
We stole some mistletoe.
We did steal some mistletoe,
which was fine.
I lifted you up.
Yeah, and I snatched a bit of mistletoe.
Literally had to do like a rugby lift and get you up into the boughs of the tree.
Yeah, and I grabbed a bit of mistletoe, which was nice. So I used that.
What are you going to do with it?
Bradyrite. Hmm?
What are you going to do with it?
Dry it, and then use it in healing and in incense.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, I use it for healing work.
Nice.
So I use mistletoe for healing all the time. It's kind of my go-to for that.
Very
which,
nice.
Like, I don't know, I can't think of anything else that's used for healing. Like, lavender's used for healing, but lavender's used for everything.
when in doubt, lavender.
Yeah, rosemary, but again, that's one of those. You can just use rosemary for everything. No, you can't. Fuck off. You can't use rosemary for everything. It's not that straightforward. Rosemary is my go-to for protection and cleansing.
I think with herbs, I think people... It's basic herb lore, isn't it? But like, if you look at old medicine, and we're talking about healing, and you've got like, I don't know, healing for the gut, and you look at like teas and things that are prescribed to ease that, so like peppermint tea, ginger tea, and things like that, they've got certain things prescribed to ease your gut. Also, things like birch leaves were turned into a tea for to be like a laxative and to like, you know. So, I think depending on your need for medicine. Should then depend on the plant you're using. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, okay, you got, like you said, you've got mistletoe and you use that for, like, all over healing or whatever, or specific things. But, like, yeah, I think people need to kind of broaden their horizons a bit more.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm done. That's,
are you done? Are you done? Is that all?
That was it.
Anything else?
That was it. No,
no, that's it. Okay, that's well, it. Lovely.
I'm over it.
But then it's like you're using saints for specific things. Like, you pray to one saint for this, one saint for that, one for the other, blah, 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 blah. So it's kind of just like...
But that's...
You know, like,
I get it.
You petition a different spirit for a different thing. And, like... And for me, the herb is... It's not just the imbibing of it. It's the spirit of it as well.
Yeah.
So if I was doing medicinal sort of... Because I medicate with food.
Mm-hmm.
If I get... depressed, I eat ice cream, you know, shit like that.
As one should.
As one should. But I do that. I tend to not take pills because, well, for a very simple reason. I don't like taking pills because then if it gets worse, I can't tell.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Your body feels things for a reason.
Yes. Yeah. And if it hurts, fine. It means drink some water and relax. Like, if I need to get a good night's sleep, then I'll take the tablets.
Yeah.
But otherwise, if I'm awake... I need to do other things to, and I know that might sound daft, but
no.
I need to tell when it's getting worse because I had an allergic reaction to something once, and I took loads of cocodamol, and then I developed sepsis because I'd taken so much cocodamol, I didn't realise that I'd gotten any worse, ended up in hospital. So anyway,
back to what you were saying. Yes and no. So, saints, you've got the... If you're... Like, I don't know. This is going to sound mean, and this is probably going to offend some people, but I don't care. If you're silly and you don't really understand saints, and you're like, oh, But so, for example, my patron saint, the one that I was named after, is Saint Joseph of Cupertino. He's a patron saint of aircraft. Well, that's not why I picked him. And I don't, I'm never going to be like, oh, well, I'm going on holiday, so I'll pray to the patron saint of aircrafts. No, that's stupid. Like, you, all the saints, or like, you know, the...
He's a very strange one, because his name is Cup of Tea, and he's about...
Cappuccino.
Cappuccino. Like, Cup of Tea, no.
Joseph of Cupertino.
He's a fucking drink, and he's planes.
Yeah. But, or you've got others that are like, you know, the patron, like St. Benedict is like the patron saint of like exorcists and whatever. And,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Joseph is, you know, they've all got their thing. But like, those associations shouldn't be what you pick a saint over.
No.
Because all the saints generally can heal. All of them can work miracles. All of them have, like, you've got to read the stories. That's what you go for. Because some of them will have like hardcore prophetic visions or... they'll have an experience that you're going through or whatever in their story. That's why I picked Joseph of Cupertino, because there were aspects of his life that aligned themselves with mine. So what you're doing is a similar thing with you and your court. You're building relationships and friends so that you know how you like you and you'll say, well, I don't need protection because I have a load of spirits around me, so if people want to come in, they've got to get through all of them first.
They are my bouncers, they are my protection.
It's the same thing with your saints. So it's like building up your own little prayer group. So when I need assistance or prayer, or if there's something that's really worrying me and I'm like, well, I'd like to pray all day on this, but I can't, what you do is you call on all your saints that are kind of your mates or in your court or whatever, and you'll say a prayer and then you'll be like, you know, pray for me, intervene for me, intercess. And then you know that you're kind of, you're leaving it with them to pray all day. And they'll take it to God and leave it at the foot of God. And then you know you've done everything. And you've got people working the case. It's great. So that's how saints work.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh my God, they're the patron saint of, I don't know, bicycles. And I ride a bicycle every day.
No, but then if you did ride a bicycle every day, you could keep one, a token. What are they called?
Like a medal.
Yes, that's it. Jesus pogs.
Jesus
you could
pogs.
Put one on your bike. But in the same respect, that's like a talisman or an amulet. Like,
yeah,
it's the same job. You know,
but
you do
you
a
see,
lavender
if
one
I was going to do that, if I wanted to, if
that,
I wanted
you know.
To do dab my bike, I would get, I'd just get holy water, or I'd get sanctified oil, and
yeah.
I'd do that on the bike rather than stick some like.
Yeah, but then you have to wash your bike because it gets muddy and you have to do it again, so you might as well just keep a medal on it.
No, the blessings are on
ways.
The bike.
Oh, shush. But the devil is in the dirt.
No, he isn't.
Yes, he is.
No, he isn't.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Oh, dear.
Well, yeah, you are never going to clean.
Nope.
Filth. Yeah, but like that's the same with herbs, then, the way I see it. Like, you could... So, I'd use mistletoe for healing. Am I going to put it in a tea? Am I fuck? I'll die.
Yes.
So that's not going to happen. So it's the difference between, you know, using it in a spiritual sense or using it in a physical, like, mundane sense. I hate using that term because nothing's mundane. But
everything's mundane. Everything's, no, I don't want to do that.
Everything's mundane.
I don't want to do
nothing's
that.
Special. What?
Sorry, I'm talking to myself. I was going to overtake this guy, and then I looked at my speedometer, and I'm actually going 70 miles an hour.
Oh, so you're right.
I'm not going to overtake this person. Because that would require breaking the law. And there's a police lady.
There is a police lady.
Already pulling someone over.
That was a child. I bet the kid was driving, and that's the problem.
Drink driving.
Drink driving. The child was drink driving.
Sorry. Just another whiskey, please, mummy.
Please, mummy. In my sippy cup.
In my sippy cup.
Just a bit of bourbon.
Anyway, yes, so herbs. And then, like, other ways you can use them is, like you mentioned, like peppermint tea if you've got stomach bug and stuff like that. But if I'm suffering from an illness that I can't medicate with food or, like, having a glass of water or knowing that, you know, I've got a cold so I need to eat plenty of carbs.
You turn to Jesus.
I don't. Fuck off. Do not turn to Jesus. That's far from my bloody thing. Really? No, I'm not going to. So, yeah. So I use all sorts of things, but yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Back to Glastonbury.
Back to. Shall we go back to Glastonbury?
Let's go back to Glastonbury.
Let's go back to Glastonbury. What else did we do?
I don't know, really. There was lots of pottering about.
There was lots of pottering about.
You bought some Lebrad, right?
Yeah. I bought a present for my weenie bum.
Your what?
Weenie bum.
Okay, yeah.
Weenie bum. My lovely, lovely man. Because I have to buy him nice things because it makes him happy.
That's lovely.
Happy wife, happy life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's about it, really.
I bought... Oh, you went into that... what's it called? Weird Raven. What did you get from there?
Oh, yeah. I got a bone needle. I'm actually looking forward to the bone needle. Because I've not had anything I could use to scribe into candles. And it'll work for scribing as a candle script. So I'm going to use it for that. And I can't wait, actually, because it's bone. And, yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of suits me. There's been bone needles found... and bone implements and bone things found at Wellingborough. So, where I live, they've been using bone as tools for the longest time. So, it makes sense to use it.
Yeah.
And it goes along the lines of making my practice reflect where I live and the history of where I live and so on and so forth. So, it makes perfect sense.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I bought an antler.
Oh, you did! You did buy an antler. That was a good shop.
It was a good shop.
It was a good shop.
I don't know why I bought an antler, but I felt like I wanted it.
You wanted it.
So I did. And then I also bought a little wooden knobble cross.
You did? A...
Oh, yeah, I just fucking pull out, mate. Why not? Fuck it. You know.
No indication. Just do what you want.
Just do what you want.
Do what you want, because being a cunt is normal.
It's all right.
Bye. Your aggression is rubbing off on me. Sorry, not aggressive, efficient.
No. No, that was pure aggression. But he deserved it.
No, he did deserve it. Not wrong. I'd be much louder than you were just then.
Driving like an absolute cock.
I really enjoyed this trip to Glastonbury. There was a lot of, like, chill. I had a bit of a moment. So the moment at the Glastonbury Goddess Temple was quite nice, because I was looking around and there was this piece of art hung at the front of the... So, if you've never been, it's quite straightforward. It's upstairs, it's in a room, and it's just... You go in, there's music playing, there's loads of places to sit, and you just sit.
The Glastonbury Goddess Temple.
Goddess Temple, yeah. Not Goddess House, which is a different thing.
That's where they do the treatments.
That's where they do the overly priced treatments.
Yes.
No judgment. Oh, fuck. Anyway, yeah. The Goddess Temple, I've always supported that, because I think it's nice to have a space, and, you know, one that isn't Christianized. I know that sounds a bit rude, but
no,
it's nice to have a space that just doesn't have that influence there.
Yes.
And there aren't any of those spaces, you know? Anywhere else, so it's nice to have it.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
It is hard to find. And you walk in and there's a shrine altar at one end.
Because they normally have, like, wicker, humanoid beings.
Yeah, they've still got them. There's, like, a little circle, so they do host events and things there.
Who are they celebrating at the moment? Because they move through, they've got certain goddesses that they kind of celebrate, haven't they?
So that's where I'm getting to. Okay. So, the shrine / altar, I'm not entirely sure which one it is, has a huge piece of art. It's like absolutely massive. It's like one wall sized piece of art hung above this space, which is all decked out with candles. You can light a candle and place it on the altar, so on and so forth. So I did that and I sat there, and I've been working on, I literally mentioned Gog Magog, who's a spirit that's come forward. And when I was doing my hearth culture and defining the courts of spirits that I work with, I was thinking, I really don't know who to name as the goddess or name as the god. And I just thought to myself, I want to stick with the queen of the other world.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but it's like, who is that? She's not... In my practices, she doesn't reveal herself as being an individual who has a name. You know, she reveals herself as an individual who is, who has a title, but you never know her name. You know, it's like you could meet the king, but you never know his first name. He's just the king of wherever, or the duke, or the. There's loads of people in history who are known as, you know, the duke or the bishop or whatever. You know, your bishop or your priest will be known as the priest or the bishop or whatever. You don't necessarily ever learn their name. You know, you just refer to them by their title. And that was the same way until...
Well, do we know who Bishop David is?
I mean, we know who Bishop David is.
Bishop
because,
David?
Well, luckily for us, we know Wayne. And Wayne works with priests.
Wayne knows everyone.
And he knows everybody. And he makes it his business to know a priest's name because he hates calling a priest father because he's like, bitch, you ain't my dad.
Father. Hello there, father.
Anyway.
Yes.
Otherwise, you'd never know. And maybe I should do that when I become a priest. Just get everybody to call me father.
No, daddy.
Anyway, I was looking at this art and I was thinking, this is really nice. And the art, I found it to look a little bit androgynous. And I've got a real affinity for the divine androgyne. Is that right? Is that word right?
Androgyne.
Androgyne, that's it, the divine androgyne. I have a real sort of like affinity for it because I feel that deity and the divine is androgynous. Full stop.
Yeah.
And that what comes forward as God and Goddess is quite capable of being neither, both, or either, depending on whatever they can be fucking bothered to do at the time.
Well, a trans vagina is just a penis folded inside out. So, you know, make of that what you will.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So, I was looking at this art. And I didn't clock who it was, and I saw this thing, and I can't see without my glasses on, so I clocked that this art is by Joseph, and I was like, okay, it's been painted, that's nice, which means it's the actual painting rather than a print.
Yeah.
So I went up, I lit my candle, I was in awe of this art, and whilst I was not really paying attention, a woman turned around to the Melissa. And
Melody.
Said,
the name's getting worse.
Melanie.
I'm a Melody.
Melanie. To any Melanies out there who are listening, that I've upset, I'm so sorry. And Melissa's, but went to the Melissa and she said, yeah, it's the Lady of Avalon. And I was like, bitch, what? I'd literally, the day before we were coming to Glastonbury, had written the Lady of Avalon as the Queen of the Other World, as the goddess that I work with or will work with, and I thought I'm just going to call her the Lady of Avalon, and I was just like, I had my hands on the altar and this woman was going, yeah, the art here is the Lady of Avalon, she's the goddess of this cycle, that's the one they're focusing on at the moment. And the woman was like, oh right, who's the Lady of Avalon? And she was like, she is the very goddess who lives in this land. She lives under the land. She supports everything, and you know, from everything comes from everything comes from her that is part of this land. And she's just part of the other world and part of this world. And I was just like, oh my god, that's fucking awesome. And I was just like, she's just kind of like turned up. And it was just after I'd lit a candle and said, ask this candle to, because I don't make petitions, because I don't do transactionary things in magic. It's just bring your light to this shrine and in honor of the goddess.
Yeah.
And that's what I put down. And what I got back from that light that I'd shared with the goddess was a confirmation that the Lady of Avalon has heard. And I was like, oh my god, that's so cool. So yeah, the Lady of Avalon. And Gogmagog. I'm going to keep saying that for the rest of my life. Gogmagog!
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Now
that's
I just fantastic. Need to meet. Now I just need to meet him. I don't really need to meet him. I've already met him. And he is many named and many titled.
Can I rebuke him and turn him to stone?
Can you?
Yes.
No.
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 No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Nah, it doesn't work. So... yeah, well, anyway, that was my kind of spiritual moment. Oh, we drove past Stonehenge on the way back.
We did?
Yep, so we've seen Stonehenge.
We gazed upon it briefly.
We did, yeah. Could have stopped. Didn't. Don't really want to.
No.
Because it's effort.
Well, I did debate saying to you, should we go? And then I thought, I want to go home.
Exactly the same thing went through my brain. When I saw the sign, I did think, should I say, should we go? And then I thought, no, I don't want to.
Why am I
not going to suggest it if I don't want to go. What's that?
No, okay.
Are you okay?
Well, normally, in this type of light, my automatic lights come on, but they haven't.
Maybe it's later
than you think. Well, yeah, and I thought, well, because my car is coming up for a service at some point.
Is it broken?
And, well, my car?
Yeah.
No, it's just coming up for a yearly service. But there are certain things that are starting to be a bit
shit,
hinky. Like the other day, I turned my car on and it was very light outside and my lights were on. And I was like, why are you doing that? So I had to turn them off, like put them on manual and then put them back on auto and then they were off.
Oh, okay. So it's just getting a bit.
So it just needs like a bit of reset, maybe.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know.
That's.
Who knows? This is the problem when you have a car that's controlled by computers.
Yeah.
Computers are just bad.
Yeah. They don't know shit.
Give me a horse drawn carriage any day.
You can't steer a horse-drawn carriage. You don't even know how to do that.
Of course I do. I used to do horse riding.
Did you pull
on the reins.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
I didn't know this.
I've ridden a pony once or twice in my life.
I've made a massive assumption for that, and I'm sorry. So you've done horse riding?
Yeah, I have.
That's quite cool.
I was told I was a natural.
Were you?
Ew.
Could only do it bareback.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, fab. So horse-drawn carriage is for you then?
It's for me, yeah.
Fabulous. Fabulous. So, besides going to Melissa. And shit.
Yes.
Did you have any spiritual things whilst you were here? In Glastonbury?
No.
No?
Oh! Well, we went into that shop, didn't we? And then and I went to go into that back room and felt immediately repulsed.
Oh, yes! Oh, my God. That's because it was a psychic Karen on the door.
Yeah, I can't begin to say. Like, it just. Everything just felt no.
Oh, that was the shop I bought the thingy from for Wayne, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's the only thing I can say. I stepped into that room and every part of me just went, no. So I had to leave, turn around and go out.
Yeah.
In fact, if I'm honest, I felt most of that, like a little bit of that this entire trip. The more I walk around Glastonbury, it's like I don't belong there anymore. When I was a druid, when I was pagan, it was great, it was fine. But now that I am 100% confirmed Catholic, walking around there, weird vibes.
Does it feel a bit alienated?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is fine. Like, that's not a problem. You know?
No.
I still like it there. I'll still go.
Yeah.
But I did think maybe I need to find a new pilgrimage, like, destination.
Oh, do you reckon?
Yeah.
Oh.
Something a bit more Jesus-friendly.
A bit more Jesus-friendly. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that. I get that.
But that's by no means a dig on the place. It just, you know,
no,
it's just...
of course not.
Anti-Christian vibes.
It's weird, though, because there's so much Christianity there.
Yeah, you say
it's
that.
It's really weird. I do, because the Abbey is still Catholic. You know?
Yeah.
And the Abbey is a huge part. You know, you've got a Catholic church, you've got the Labyrinth Church up the road, which is still a functioning church. You've got the little bit that you went in,
yes,
which is still a functioning Christian site. You know, the tour has got a Christian church on top of it. I get it.
Yeah, but the bit on top of the tour isn't really used for that anymore.
No, not anymore. The rest of the church collapsed. I can't remember when it collapsed. I think it was like...
But you look at... So, I get what you're saying about the Abbey, but then you also did tell me earlier that Obod used it in the past for events, and then it's also used for medieval events, and it's used for other things.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's not really used as a Catholic site.
It's not a Catholic site. No, it's not. But the money still goes to... No, it's not. It's English Heritage, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
so.
And then the bit on top of the tour, Obod uses that all the time, so that's now a druid thing. None of the shops, aside from Crystal Angels.
Apart from Crystal Angels.
There's nothing... Oh, no, we've got to move over. back to Boone. Let's wait for this.
There's nowhere to go.
Let's wait for this fool to...
I can see that. I think that's people.
Like, yeah,
not...
aside from like crystal angels in the shops, there's nothing for me in any of the shops anymore.
Yeah. Did you not see the Jesus Tantra?
I did not see Jesus Tantra, no.
Did you not see that in the shop?
I did not.
No. In the tantric shop?
No.
It's very hetero, though, that shop.
It is very hetero. They need more gay. They need gay art prints as well.
It'd be nice to have something. Be nice to find some gay tantra, actually. I've no idea where that would be. Where could you find that?
I don't know.
I might have a look for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, this Google. Podcast is not the place Google. For gay tantra.
So I don't know. And then it's just the general energy vibe just feels a bit not for me.
Yeah, I get that. Wayne got that last time we went.
Yeah.
And he was just like, not really sure why I'm here. And I was like, oh, that's a bit sad.
It's not like, it's, I like Glastonbury. I do. I love it. But from an energy point of view, and I know that makes me sound like some kind of fucking hipstery idiot.
You're such a hipstery idiot.
The vibes. But there is standoff. Now that I am a confirmed Catholic, I feel there is very much a standoff energy with the place.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
and all day I've had this kind of headache, which, okay, we could or could not say is pollen related. But I had it, I took the pills, I had it all day, blah, 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 blah. I felt a bit squiffy. We've gotten in the car, we've come home, we're on our way home, we're, what, 40 minutes away from home?
Mm.
I feel fine.
Wow.
So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, is it though? I get it, it does something, like a baptism, confirmation, whatever, initiation, all of these things, they do something to you.
Oh yeah.
We've had this conversation before, like they are, for all the people who may... sit there and go, you don't need it, like, fine, whatever, but, you know, it does change something.
Yeah, it's a spiritual initiatory rite.
Yeah, if you take it seriously, and you, like, put value in it, and you put the work into it leading up to it, you know, which I think is the important thing with what you've done, is it's taken, like, you going to RCIA and stuff like that, the same with my Dedicum program, it's taken time to get to that point, you know, it's taken putting work in and learning and you know, adapting your life to the way of that spiritual practice, then when you have that initiation / confirmation / baptism, whatever, it changes you. And, you know, it means that then your value is moved.
But I have to, like, if we're looking at this, like, practically, I have to accept there are going to be loads of places like that because I've been indoctrinated now into a faith that has caused a lot of harm, both spiritually and physically. So there are going to be areas of pagan heritage. Oh, no, what's going on up here? Areas of pagan heritage. Are you going to let me in? Or are you going to be an asshole? Are you going to let me in? I'm coming in. There are going to be areas of pagan heritage where the spirits and or whatever of that place aren't going to want me there.
No.
What?
So efficient.
Shut up.
Yeah, they're not going to want you there, no.
You know, and I need to be okay with that.
Like that guy in this lane.
Fuck him.
Fucking
bastard.
Yeah. No, I get that. And, like, I understand that completely, because there are, like, hanging out with you and Liz and Wayne and stuff like that, I go to Catholic sites and Christian sites with you guys, and they're uncomfortable. I'm not even going to lie. They're uncomfortable to be in.
Yeah.
They're difficult to... you know, and it's exactly the same as you being in Glastonbury and being like, it just feels a bit wrong.
Mm.
That's what it feels like being in a church or like being at a Christian pilgrimage site.
Sorry, love.
For anything other than a coffee and a cake. You know, and yeah. So I completely understand. Completely understand. But still coming back to Glastonbury, I think. Definitely.
Yeah, I would still like to.
Yeah.
I think next time if I do come, I might bring something for the land.
Yeah.
As like, yeah, just like appeasement, you know?
Mm. something from Glastonbury Abbey. Something you can put in the gardens.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Some holy water.
Just something to...
Some holy water from Northampton.
I'll douse all the nature spirits in holy water.
Yeah, be alright, they'll be happy with that.
But yeah, so maybe just something just to kind of, you know, smooth over the...
It is weird, because there's so much Christian heritage in Glastonbury. You know, you've
yes,
got
but there was pagan heritage first.
Was there, though?
Yeah. Everything in Britain was pagan before it was Christian.
Yeah, of course it was. But then it was pagan before it was Roman. Like,
yeah, I suppose.
It was, sorry, it was Britain before it was Roman. And the pagans were Roman before they were Christian. So it's like, that's neither here nor there.
I suppose.
And it was Britain before it was Saxon.
And yes.
So we're a mishmash of different cultures from God knows when to now, and it's still happening. So... Yeah, I think it can be difficult when you're in places like that, and it is quite the level of pagan iconography is almost visceral. It's almost visceral. It's like it's much like going to a church and finding, you know, a human-sized Jesus nailed to a cross hanging in a cathedral. Is quite visceral, really.
Wouldn't know. I've never seen one.
Have you never? No. But it is, because this, like, in the cathedral, like, this guy hanging from the roof is as big as a man.
Bigger, actually. I think he's 8 feet.
Is he 8 foot?
I think he's about 8 feet.
So yeah. He's hanging there, the size of a bloke, bigger than the size of a bloke, hanging there bleeding on a cross. It's quite visceral.
Yeah, but he's not the most visceral of Jesus.
It's not a visceral image, but it's still an image of a crucifixion.
I've seen far, way worse, way more gruesome.
Like bad taxidermy, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them are just tragic. But and I can understand how... I mean, that Sheila in a gig was quite...
That was visceral.
That was really vicious.
Ew-wee. Oh, I know. I have another magical moment.
Oh, what?
While I'm thinking about it. I think it was either Maundy Thursday or Good Friday.
Oh, right.
I conflagrate the
over
two.
I
get the two mixed because I was at church all week, so the days just bleed together. Anyway.
But the work a week off.
There was... one of the days, I think it was Maundy Thursday, we had all this lovely stuff going on, and what am I doing? Oh,
you're coming straight off on the left.
I am. Do you know what? I hadn't even listened to what she said, what Susan said.
She didn't say anything.
She didn't say anything, did she?
She's not saying anything, no. She's not speaking. She's not speaking. She's not saying a fucking thing.
Anyway, so there was this moment where... is she just following the car in front of me? That worked
that's
out
all
well.
Right, because they're going where we're going.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Fine.
Don't have juice.
Don't have juice,
so
no.
Cause... At this moment in church, so they were the priests were doing their thing. Everything was lovely. Jesus. Maybe it was the Monday. When I had my feet washed by the bishop.
Oh my God, what did you do? What happened?
It was the day I had my feet washed by the bishop.
Yeah, when he sucked your toes.
It was
lovely.
All, yes. Because yeah. It was all about Jesus entering Jerusalem and joy, 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 lovely, lovely, lovely,
joy,
before he gets crucified.
Joy,
and all that.
Joy,
so
joy,
anyway, so we had this wonderful view of Jesus joy. And all this kind of wonderful stuff. And then I looked up at the crucifix statue that you've just been talking about.
And he fell off.
And he fell off.
No. Sorry.
He looked down at me and winked. So when I, all leading up to that point, whenever I prayed the rosary, I would have this image in my head of this dark backdrop, moody clouds, and this dark shadow of a crucifix. I think I'm going to be in this lane.
We'll
move over in a minute. And then there's this like red fabric that kind of floats in the wind. That's what I've seen in my head every time I prayed the rosary. I had that image in my head, and then I looked up at the cross, and then there was this overbearing sense that kind of just weighed on me, and it was almost like I could feel him looking at me. It was amazing.
Ooh.
It was amazing.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, and I couldn't look at it. I couldn't look at the cross. It was too much.
Oh.
Yeah, it was great.
Fab.
Yeah. Anyway, that happened.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Did it feel nice?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Oh, thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Because these moments just... Most people just keep them in their head forever. And that's it.
That's it.
That's it. It just stays there. But we don't. We talk about these moments. We share them with people who don't even care. No, I'm sure you care. Well, it doesn't matter if you do or don't.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. I'm just being a bit of a prick. Anyway, yeah, that's our episode.
That's it.
So, yeah, thanks for joining us for Glastonbury.
Yeah, Arwen on the road!
We need to do more of these, because it's like, we need to do a few more things, though. We need to go to a very heavily Christian place now.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can get me back for all the paganism. And then I can go, God, it was awful. No, it's totally fair, because all I do is eat cake and drink coffee. It's fine. But, yeah, fab. Anyway, this has been Shoved Up Your Arwen. Thank you very much for joining us. You can find us on pretty much all podcast platforms. Our handle on Instagram is at Shoved Up Your Arwen. We have a website, so just Google us and you'll find us, Shoved Up Your Arwen at WordPress, where there's stuff on there, episodes, blog posts, stuff. Yeah, that's it, really. Anything you want to add?
No.
No?
Okay. I'm good.
Fab. Get back to your aggressive driving.
Yes.
Bye!
Bye!